rather innovative project known as the Student Stock Exchange has been implemented citywide. Francis Scardera teaches at Loyola High School. He initiated the project and is with us to talk about the SSX. And Francis, let's start off at the beginning.
Well, the Student Stock Exchange started 10 years ago, sort of as a review year-end project, and it was also created to kind of give the students a chance to put the hands-on portion of the course into practice. So we kind of did the theory part in the first portion of the year, and then the last part of the year is dedicated towards the hands-on, which of course is setting up your own business, selling shares, and eventually selling the product. And of course the returns are then given to local charities.
As I understand it, the classic method of fundraising is through an IPO.
Exactly. In fact, what happens is in order to raise the capital to start the company, each company will issue 200 shares. In fact, next week, Herzliya will be selling their shares on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Loyola High School will be selling their shares on Thursday. And anyone interested can go to our website at studentstockexchange.com and can see the shares being traded on our ticker symbol. Our ticker trading platform.
So it's much like watching ROB television or Bloomberg. You have that running ticker.
Exactly. And then, in fact, you see the ticker tape. You see the student that bought the shares. And, of course, you see how many shares are left in each of the companies involved. And this year we have 35 companies that will be trading on our platform.
And then it all culminates at the end of the school year, does it not?
Exactly, it does. In fact, this is the last project that the students put together, kind of their way of wrapping up their economics course.
And where does that end up?
Teams from the different schools then advance, and this year the finals will be held at Loyola. So the last week of May, teams will sort of come together, and of course we'll have the best of the best from the different schools.
All right, Francis, thank you very much for your time. That website, once again, is studentstockexchange.com. Teachers interested in becoming involved in the project can contact Francis through the website. Business continues at 26 and 56 on 940 News.